Lawmakers in New Jersey who were worried about billions in federal Sandy relief money being misused unanimously passed a bill requiring those programs to be monitored. But 1 year later, the external monitoring has begun on only a handful of Sandy recovery projects. And the process has raised questions about one monitor who is connected to scandals surrounding the governor. New Jersey Public Radio's Sarah Gonzalez reports.
Speaking at a town hall last month, Governor Christie faced questions from angry and heartbroken Sandy victims who still have not been able to return to their damaged homes. Christie blamed the delays in the aid distribution on red tape.
We have auditors and monitors and the comptroller and everybody in the world looking over our shoulder, and now we got members of the legislature who want to put even more people on top of that.
Christie signed a bill a year ago requiring all Sandy recovery contracts worth more than $5 million to be assigned a monitor that looks for fraud and abuse.
While they may, I think, help to prevent waste, they slow everything down.
But the state has hardly even begun to examine these projects. New Jersey Public Radio has learned that just 5 Sandy programs were only recently assigned a monitor. The state still doesn't know how many projects will need a monitor in all. They're still gauging which ones meet the criteria.
I don't think it takes 12 months for either the governor's office or his administration or his treasurer to assign integrity monitors to projects.
Assemblywoman Sheila Oliver co-wrote the law. She says monitors were supposed to turn over reports to the treasurer every few months and then pass them on to the legislature.
We have not received that from this treasurer.
The New Jersey Department of Treasury says they've spent the last year working with state and local agencies to implement the program. Since monitors were only recently assigned, there aren't any reports to share yet. The first reports will be due on July 1st. So here's what is being monitored so far: a boardwalk and a marina, a pier, and a waterfront park. The New Jersey Department of Community Affairs, or DCA, which is in charge of $1.8 billion in Sandy money, just got assigned a monitor a couple weeks ago. That agency oversaw HGI, one of the private contractors in charge of getting Sandy victims back in their homes. HGI didn't get assigned a monitor until 2 months after the Christie administration terminated its contract with them after complaints of ineffectiveness, but not before HGI billed the state for millions. That troubles U.S. Senator Robert Menendez.
Mess it up so badly that it hurt people, and then at the end of the day, you know, we just cancel the contract and that goes goodbye. That cannot be the case.
At a recent hearing in Washington on the slow pace of recovery, Menendez questioned whether New Jersey should even be allowed to oversee the federal aid. Here's how it's run now. The state Treasury Department chooses from a pool of companies that have been pre-qualified to become potential Sandy monitors. Among them is Lori Griffa.
If that name gives you deja vu, it should.
Steve Kornacki reported on Griffa on his MSNBC show.
In 2010, she was Chris Christie's commissioner of the Department of Community Affairs. That means she was in Chris Christie's cabinet.
So until 2012, she was running the department, which has since received $1.8 billion in Sandy aid. Griffa is now a lobbyist at Wolf & Sampson. That's the law firm led by Port Authority Chairman David Sampson. He's implicated in 2 scandals surrounding Chris Christie and is now under investigation about potential conflicts of interest, according to sources familiar with the case. And Griffa's name also surfaced in the Hoboken Sandy aid scandal.
New allegations. A New Jersey mayor charges Governor Chris Christie's administration tried to strong-arm her.
Griffa's client, the Rockefeller Group, was proposing a 40-story development in Hoboken. The mayor, Don Zimmer, says Christie's lieutenant governor threatened to withhold Sandy money unless the mayor approved the deal.
She explained that the governor really wanted me to move ahead, that the Rockefeller project was very important to the governor. And she said, I know it's not right. These things should not be connected, but they are.
Last spring, a lawyer for the city sent an email to Mayor Zimmer saying he was, quote, getting the full court press on this from Lori Griffa and David Sampson, who wanted to meet to discuss the development project. Then Wolf & Sampson submitted its proposal for Lori Griffa to become a Sandy monitor. In an email to New Jersey Public Radio, Griffa says there is no conflict of interest. She wrote, quote, I had nothing to do with the request for Sandy money from the federal government, nor have I had anything to do with how the money has been dispersed, end quote. Although she has been approved to be a monitor, Griffa has yet to be assigned a project. Problems with Sandy oversight were mentioned in a recent Rutgers University study. Janice Fine is a labor studies professor who found there isn't enough monitoring of private companies working with the state.
The problem with oversight right now is that we have oversight by audit and by expose, which only catches problems after they arise and in many cases only once they have become quite severe.
And often only after money has already been spent, Fine says. For example, Griffa's former agency, the DCA, handed out more than $1 billion in Sandy aid before it got a monitor. And it's getting another $1.5 billion soon. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Gonzalez.